But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris McMonagle.
Sports Radio. Not my best, I apologize. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! The yes, sir was better than the singing. How are we on this Monday morning? Yep, Monday already. 12:02, McMonagle here with you on the fan. I got you for five hours as we take you on our midnight ride all the way to the warm-up show, 5 a.m. Fleek's on the other side. Pete Kennedy still meandering back there. He'll get home in time to get some sleep. But me and you, we're not going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep as a Knicks fan all night. That's right, I'm starting with the basketball because I'm still pissed about it. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to the Mets and their offensive issues. And yes, Peterson has a bad start. They lose 2 out of 3 to Philadelphia, a game back of first place. We'll get to the Yankees and a much-needed win for them. But I got to tell you, as I watch, and I didn't get to see the end of the game because I have to travel in. But as I'm watching the NBA Finals, because it's Game 7, two best words in sports, as we're watching Game 7 early on, and obviously, first off, congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder and their first ever NBA championship. Congratulations, SGA. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And no, it's not tainted to me. I understand that, you know, you lose Halliburton early on in this game. I still don't think this is tainted. I understand, yes, it goes 7. This isn't a series where they had a stranglehold on it or something, like when the Knicks with Tatum goes down. But this is a complete victory from what has been the best team in the NBA all year long, so congratulations. Now let's get to why I'm pissed off as a Knicks fan. And I'm pissed off as I sit here, I'm listening to Lori as I'm driving in, and I got alerted to the fact that the Knicks are now the favorites in the East. Favorites to come out of the East. After we watched Halliburton tear his Achilles, and it's unfortunate, and I feel terrible for him, and it's unfortunate that we all know it already because we've seen it so much. We know all the telltale signs. We know the vibrating calf muscle. We know how it looks, how it feels. We are so conditioned and used to these Achilles tears. It is unbelievable. That's another conversation we'll get into a little bit about. You can't mess with calf injuries are now the one injury you can't mess with. As obviously he was dealing with a calf injury, he tears his Achilles last night. We know Aaron Rodgers was dealing with a calf injury all of training camp, goes down. Kevin Durant had a calf injury before he tore his Achilles again in the NBA Finals with Golden State. Like, you cannot mess with calf injuries. But nevertheless, obviously, the New York Knicks right now, as the season has ended and we can officially put the 2024-25 season in the books and we move on to the next year, as the Oklahoma City have been crowned champions and we try and figure out where the Knicks are. Where the Knicks are is right now, as I mentioned, the favorite in the East and a team that's as talented as any. And of course, no one roots for injury. And I think any fan, Knicks fan, any kind of fan, Cav fan, Milwaukee Bucks fan, or anybody else who might hate the Indiana Pacers at the moment, everybody gets sick to their stomach when you see Halliburton fall to the ground like that. When you see Halliburton, we all know the telltale sign. When you see it, you're sick to your stomach for him. You're sick to your stomach for just the idea that this game, although they did keep it close, and give the Pacers credit, as they kept this game close, had the lead at halftime before a third quarter that was just inevitable, and they weren't enough for the Oklahoma City Thunder. But we're all sick to our stomach as we watch him lay on the ground, understand that he's gone for a long time. And you could feel, you could see as he's shaking his head, no. You know that's what he's saying. He's saying, damn it, anything but this. Because now I know I'm gone for an entire season. And you look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference right now, and you've got a Pacers team that just went to Game 7 of the NBA Finals, beat the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, has been to 2 consecutive Eastern Conference Finals. They are now without their star Halliburton for all of next year. Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, last year's champion. Obviously, he's gone for the entire year. Dame Lillard with the Milwaukee Bucks. He's got a torn Achilles. He will be gone out for the entire year. Plus, who knows if Giannis is even still on the Bucks necessarily. We don't know what the entire landscape of the Eastern Conference looks like. And the New York Knicks are poised and ready and hopefully the healthiest guy, you know, team heading in And they're already, I don't know if they should be. That's a discussion for a whole different, you know, situation. But right now, the favorites in the East. And they're the favorites in the East in the middle of a coaching search that makes no sense to me. They're favorites without a coach. And here we sit saying one thing that you will say, I will say, we all will say, because we have no choice but to say it. They better get it freaking right. Because they have an opportunity right now to go out there and compete for an NBA championship. There is no doubt. There is no doubt, and it's unfortunate. I'm not gleeful that anyone got hurt. It's just the fact I didn't have no. We didn't make it happen as Knicks fans. We're dealing in a reality where the Eastern Conference is compromised, and the best team all year long in the Eastern Conference is the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if we want to talk about the Knicks and how they're not good enough in the postseason to get over the hump, what exactly are the Cavs? The Cavs have a lot of questions to be answered about what kind of caliber team they are and whether or not they're the team built to compete in the NBA playoffs. And what frustrates me now, and I know I've said this a couple times where, listen, I'm moving on from Tibbs. We got to find the right coach. It's no longer, but it's still bothering me right now that this team, we knew what they were. We knew what they were. And of course, you can't predict that these teams would be compromised. I get it. But we knew what they were. They were a stable, functioning team, and we knew what kind of product we were going to get as long as Tibbs is there. And if you compliment the bench a little bit more and you make him play the bench a little bit more, or tell him he's got to play the bench a little more, or just give him better players where he might be suited to play the bench a little bit more, who knows what this team is capable of? And right now, we are in the middle of a coaching search, whether it's asking a quarter of the league if we could have their coach, talking to Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins, the only two names we've heard so far that have been interviewed. We'll hear it more as we go along here. But here's the bottom line. This team and this coach now will head into next year with one clear directive, and anything short of that is a failure. Make it to the NBA Finals. There is no excuse for losing to the Indiana Pacers. The last coach just got fired losing to them with a healthy Halliburton. God forbid you lose to them without him. You can't lose to the Boston Celtics. The former coach just beat the Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum. There is no excuse. This coach is going to walk in here, whether he's got head coaching experience or not, whether it's Jenkins, whether it's Brown, which I can't imagine, whether it's Bryant or some other name we haven't heard of, or if they're able to shake Jason Kidd loose from the Dallas Mavericks. Here's the point. I understand that Tibbs had shortfallings. I understand that. And I'm not saying he's the perfect head coach. I'm not saying he didn't have his issues. I just heard Lori, as I said, I'm driving in. She's talking about the side out of bounds plays. Completely agree. I was frustrated by the Knicks offense off of timeouts, out of side out of bounds plays. Obviously, I was a member of the minutes police as well. Like, there's plenty of issues with Tibbs, but he earned enough to get this shot, and now this shot is a clear-cut opportunity to get to the NBA Finals. Clear-cut! After this champion is crowned and we put to bed this season, we look and project forward, Tatum gone, Lillard gone, Halliburton now gone. What does the Eastern Conference look like? Okay, a Miami team that got better via trade. An Orlando team that got better via trade. A Detroit Pistons team that's on the rise, and we expect them to be better this coming year, no doubt. But the New York Knicks, right now, already are favored to be. They don't have a head coach, and they are favored to come out of the Eastern Conference this year. Now, again, the season just ended. I'm not trying to tell you they're favored and that they should be, but that's going to be what we're looking at. And this is what this coach has to deal with. Think of the position you're putting a new head coach into right as they are primed to be the best team in the East. Now is not the time for instability. Now is not the time for, I hope it's the right coach. Now is not the time for, let's just have an expanded search and do due diligence and see what we find, when they have an opportunity to take a team that got to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, throw it into flux when it's just gotten even more wide open. It is so frustrating to me. I don't know how it's not frustrating to you. I don't know how it's not frustrating to a Knick fan. And I understand this just happened, and there's no way to have a crystal ball that the Indiana Pacers wouldn't have Haliburton. But just think of what is about to happen. Think about this season coming up. This season coming up off of last year, off of this run, off of back-to-back 50-win seasons. And now the first Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 25 years. And now it opens up. Now, who knows what the teams are going to be like, but this team without Haliburton isn't the same. The Bucks without Lillard don't have another star outside, you know, opposite Giannis. Tatum, you know, the Boston Celtics are still a damn good team. Without Tatum, they're not a championship team. Now, they'll all make moves. They'll all try and figure out how to overcome it. And who knows? You know, could Tatum be there for the postseason? I don't know. But what I do know is we're going to head into next year with the Knicks on paper being as good or better than any other team in the Eastern Conference. And instead of giving a coach who beat the defending champs, giving a coach who had more success here than anyone in 30 years, instead of giving that guy another opportunity, a second year with this group, a second year to prove he can make Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns work, a second year to see if they can build a better roster, because the Karl Anthony Towns trade happened right as the season was starting, and they didn't have an opportunity. They traded away depth. They didn't have an opportunity to build a bench. They didn't have an opportunity to complete a roster. And with an offseason where they hopefully could be able to do so and get some guys and some, you know, some guys who maybe want to come here and play for the Knicks, some guys who want to come here and play for a championship team, some guys who want to, you know, maybe take less money and help build the roster. Who knows what this team can look like? I don't anticipate any big-time moves. Kevin Durant has already been traded to the Houston Rockets. We'll get to that as well if you'd like at 888-808-1019. I don't see any big-time Giannis move. I don't see any big-time superstar coming here. I think it's going to be the same team with a bolstered roster and, you know, adding the ancillary pieces around it. It's going to be the same team that we saw last year, the same team that Tibbs brought them to a certain level, and now it's all in flux with the next head coach. And I don't know how anybody could not, like, if they hire the right head coach, I'm yelling about nothing. Sure, okay, that's plausible. It's not impossible that they hire the right guy who does a better job than Tibbs, who walks into a situation where he's got to make it to the NBA Finals or else it's a failure, walk into a situation where the superstar player probably didn't want his coach fired, walk into a situation where the superstar player's father is probably going to be forced on the bench for you, walk into a situation where you've got two star players who don't work together all that well offensively, and that's your main job to fix. Walk into a situation where we're not sure the owner's, you know, meddling ways and whether or not he was involved in hiring the coach or how even the GM and, you know, team president and Leon Rose even feels about this coaching story. Like, I don't know any of this. I don't know. And it just feels like, man, oh man, if this wasn't an opportunity to not have to worry about this right at this moment. Right at this moment. Because I don't know, call me crazy, right? We talk about how there's no other coaching search and they don't have to be in a rush to hire their next head coach. Okay, well, why were they in a rush to fire them then? Because I don't know about you, but if they made it through the NBA Finals without firing Tibbs, if we were sitting here today and Tibbs was still here, would you throw this organization into flux as the favorite in the Eastern Conference? And I don't know if they should be. I'm open to that. You want to tell me in a week that'll be a different situation? The odds books won't have it there. It's an overreaction, an injury. Okay. Do you want to throw this team into flux with an opportunity like this to get to the NBA Finals? Do you want to have a question mark at the head coach as you just saw the two teams clearly in front of you over the last couple of years, Boston and Indiana, as you watch them lose their stars? On paper, the Knicks are the most talented team in the Eastern Conference, arguably. Clearly now, Even though the Pacers are a real role coach, they run deep. I'm not saying they're going to fade into the oblivion without Halliburton, but are they an NBA Finals team? Do they beat the Knicks in this postseason? Do they beat the Cavs? Do they beat the Bucks? And now you head in, and this job gets even tougher for the next head coach. Add in favorites to get to the NBA Finals. Now there is no excuse. Now there is absolutely no excuse. They better be celebrating an Eastern Conference championship, or this is a failure of a season. That's it. This coach, whoever they bring in, fails unless they get to an NBA Finals. And I know what this team is with Tibbs. He has his shortcomings. I'm concerned about it. I have my issues with him. But I know what the Knicks are, and I know how good they can be with him. What if they hire the wrong coach on the wrong year? What if the Knicks, who haven't got anything right outside of Tibbs in 25 years, they haven't hired the right coach in forever. Forever. And now this year coming up is going to be the best opportunity they have had to get to an NBA Finals in 30 years. And they're going into it with, I hope I'm right about the coach. That is, I'm very frustrated. I'm frustrated. I am really the opportunity we talk about all the time. What team is most likely to win? What New York team is going to end this drought? Who's most likely to win a championship? I don't think there's any question right now. As good as the Mets are, as good as the Yankees are, and I still think they're both good despite their losing ways, it's hard to win. It's hard to win in baseball. And things can happen. The Dodgers are still out there. There's a lot of good teams. When you look at it on paper, tell me a team in this city more with a better chance to win a championship right now than the New York Knicks. And instead of just giving him one more year after the success they just had, being stable one more year, giving this roster a second year together with this coach, they decided to throw the whole thing up in flux. They don't know where they're going in this coaching hire. If they Mike Brown, Jenkins, these guys are better than Tibbs. These are upgrades on Thibodeau. Upgrades? And now that the East is wide open, I mean wide open, this coach walks into a spot, yes, with talent, yes, with a team on paper that is right now favorite to win the Eastern Conference and get to the NBA Finals, but he better. He's got an owner who meddles. He's got a superstar probably didn't like to hire. He's got a superstar's bench, a superstar's father on his bench who certainly didn't like to hire, and he better get to a freaking NBA Finals. I don't know how you're not frustrated with the idea as a Knicks fan that this team is about to head into a season with the best chance they've had in forever to win an NBA championship. And we don't know who the coach is. And we don't know even if they get there. We're coming off the best, most successful coach we've had in 30 years. You got to find an upgrade. Not only do you have to have just a competent head coach, he's got to be better than the coach who's been the best coach in a quarter century. I'm frustrated as a Knicks fan right now. I've been frustrated since they fired him. Today is the most frustrated I've been. I am just, the opportunity is there. They better get this thing right. Now forget it. Take the time. Talk to everybody. Do whatever you got to do. I don't care. I don't care what you got to do. You better get it right. You better get it right. If this team doesn't make the NBA Finals, it is a failure. A failure. It's a lot of pressure to put on a new head coach in here, into this building, in this market, with this team, with the complications they had last year, with players who were unhappy, and it's a bunch of crap. They better get this hire right. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll start with your New York Knicks calls as we talk about the idea that they are now the favorites in the Eastern Conference after Halliburton goes down last night in a devastating Achilles injury, which made you sick to your stomach watching it. Because we were watching a good game. It was a tightly contested game. It felt like he was going to be that the entire way. You got to give it to Rick Carlisle. You got to give it to this Indiana Pacers team. They fight hard. They take a lead into halftime. But it was just all too much for them. The Oklahoma City was too good to beat to lose to a wounded Indiana Pacers team. They take Game 7 of the NBA Finals, 103-91. Congratulations to them. I feel sick for Halliburton. I feel sick for Tatum. I feel sick for all these injuries. We have an epidemic. An epidemic of Achilles injuries with these athletes. It's incredible. But that injury opens up the Eastern Conference. And I would have felt a hell of a lot better about the Knicks' chances if they had a stable franchise and they had a coach who led them to the Eastern Conference Finals back for a second year with this group. I would have felt a hell of a lot better. And I don't know how you can feel better that they don't have that. I don't know how you can sell me on they're better off without him today. I just don't know how. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Your call's coming up. We'll get to the baseball, of course, as the Mets lose 2 out of 3. The offensive explosion of Saturday does not translate into Sunday. Though, you know, a bad start from Peterson, it was bound to happen. But again, to me, it's the offense, the offense, the offense. They send down Alvarez to the minors. We'll talk about that. And the Yankees and Jazz Chisholm come through with a rally in the eighth. They take down the Baltimore Orioles. They get a series win. They get a divisional series win. And they head to Cincinnati as the Mets await Atlanta coming into Citi Field later tonight.